Welcome, everyone, to this week's weekly market update, November 20th, about an hour and a half pre-equity market close with myself and Carl. How are you?
I'm doing just well today, Scott. Yourself?
I am doing well. So let's just jump right in. Obviously, we've had a very interesting day. This is actually podcast number two for the day. We recorded one this morning that when we had equity markets substantially higher for an intraday move. That was based off of NVIDIA earnings, amongst others. And then we had a Fed governor come out and be fairly hawkish when it comes to interest rates and what their path forward looks like. So we've seen a reversal in the major indices. And so just to give us a quick recap on the last five trading days. So since last podcast, S&P down basically 2.5%, Dow and NASDAQ both down about 3%, and Russell down about 2.5%, gold down about 2.5% as well. So not really huge percentages, but it's been the range of the last 5 days has been pretty substantial. A lot of movement for really to be, you know, not terribly far off of where we started from last Thursday. So that's the definition of volatility. Volatility can happen to both to the upside and the downside, and we saw both today, and as well as a few other days. So we have that to contend with. I think volatility will subside here soon. It's all going to be centralized around interest rates, though, and that's what we saw today. So that's a good kind of segue into Carl's corner here to give us an update on interest rates.
With the updated probabilities, it looks like there's a 60% chance of no rate cut happening in December. And that is one of the reasons why we're seeing the volatility, especially to the downside, is because the market had kind of already baked in two rate cuts, so one in the October meeting and then one in December. And with the updated probabilities coming out and the Fed governor coming out and being a little hawkish, it's now made the market jump a little bit to the downside. Now, what we do have in support of that is we have some unemployment numbers. Unemployment claims were down, were actually less than anticipated. Overall unemployment is about the same, slightly higher. But the biggest thing is we still don't have inflation numbers. The Fed is still waiting on those official numbers to come out. But no matter where they land, more than likely we're going to see no rate cut in December, just like we've been discussing, because there are still so many positive things in December, and letting those ride and letting those take place, we'll be able to have a rate cut possibly January or the March meeting after that.
Right. And I think it's important to point out that we have positioned ourselves in the portfolios to be in very interest rate sensitive sectors, and ultimately that's going to be a big opportunity for returns. What we do know is the Fed is committed to lowering interest rates, and we also know that there'll be a change in the Fed more than likely in May, and that's going to likely come with a replacement that is very pro low interest rate as well. It's going to be a matter of timing, but I think ultimately it is a good thing that there's going to be likely a pause in December and give the Feds a little bit of time to quote unquote be data dependent and look at some of those numbers that were not produced because of the government shutdown. They'll get those numbers and we'll be able to start off, you know, in some point in the early part of next year, continuing that rate cut cycle, and that seems pretty evident to us for sure. One thing I did want to point out, so I guess next week being Thanksgiving, we will not be doing a podcast then, but so 2 weeks from today, Carl, what I'd like to do is do a pretty extensive podcast on the multiple uncorrelated reasons as to why we believe next year is going to be very much a growth year. I think that'll be a really good podcast for us to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking into, you know, the macroeconomics that can be in play next year, as well as all the statisticals and seasonals like we've gone over many times before, and what we utilize for our portfolios, being able to share that, you know, with the listeners, I think is going to be fantastic and kind of really open the book up and let them see how the interplay works.
Yeah, I think, and one thing that I was thinking about that we haven't talked about in a while is, you know, we have had some drops in interest rates, but there are still some really good opportunities in the fixed rate environment to sort of create that balanced portfolio between equities and whether it be bonds or some sort of bond alternative, something in the fixed income space. So if that's of interest to anyone, we actually had one group come out yesterday and increase their fixed rates. So that's not necessarily an indicator that the overall rate environment will go up, but it is a good opportunity for somebody that hasn't been able to take advantage of that quite yet to get some of that in their overall total portfolio as well. But all in all, you know, volatility is definitely the name of the game right now. And I think that we will, again, start to see that subside, all centralized around interest rates. And November through April being seasonally the best 6 months out of the year, I think we'll start to see that come to fruition here pretty soon. I will say this too, and Carl, you tell me your opinion, but I really foresee a pretty steady move higher into the end of the year. Volatility is not always a bad thing, and if you look at it without getting too much into the weeds, but from a technical perspective, it's actually holding a pretty good support area right here. And so I think it really, sometimes volatility can give you the opportunity for resuming more of a steady, you know, orderly, methodical move higher. So that's what I kind of see into the end of the year.
I do too. And one thing we discuss at least once a quarter is once we get towards these earnings of the big guys, the Mag 7, there's always volatility around them, no matter how good or how bad the earnings come out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
With NVIDIA being, you know, the number one weighted inside of the S&P and most funds, it has such powerful movements that when it does have the volatile nature, it brings the whole market along with it. But the thing we want to look at when it comes to NVIDIA and the earnings is they beat their earnings and their future projections are looking good. So today's is more about the hawkish news from one of the governors and the skipping of December, would be in my opinion.
Yeah, and then again, it gets to your point, a very good point, of the market had for so long highly anticipated a rate cut in December. And this is just pulling back the baking in of that anticipation, right? So the market moved substantially higher with the assumption that there would be a rate cut in December. And now it's pulling that assumption back. And again, that's really actually not a bad thing overall for the market. It does give it the opportunity to have that orderly, methodical move higher. So all in all, while volatility is never comfortable in either direction, at least for me, in my opinion, but it does sometimes provide the correct landscape for a more naturalized market environment. So with that, that's about all I have for today. Carl, you got anything?
No, that's everything. I think we covered a good amount today. Let's just keep an eye on that volatility. But if you think anyone might enjoy our market commentary, feel free to forward us on over to them. We're also on the iHeartRadio app and the Podbean Radio app.
That's perfect. And with that, we're going to wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend. And I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving, safe travels to everyone that might be traveling. And we're going to go ahead and look forward to doing this in 2 weeks.